This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Speak Legal, conversations with community law Otago.
And we're joined today for another edition of Speak Legal by Jeremy Wallace from community law Otago, and we're going to be exploring the role of the Ombudsman. Now, you might hear that from time to time. Matters have been referred to the Ombudsman. Sounds very official, but what on earth does it mean? We'll explore that now. Kia ora, nice to have you with us, Jeremy. So maybe we should start with the obvious question. What is the Ombudsman?
Yeah, g'day, Jeff. So the Ombudsman is an officer of the Parliament who investigates complaints from members about the public, about decisions or conduct of government bodies and officials, as well as other public bodies, like a school board of trustees. So this could include like whether they've done something wrong in your eyes, and also if they've failed to do something. So it covers acts or omissions, basically. The Ombudsman is intended to investigate and resolve these complaints impartially, flexibly, and also informally, if that's what you want, because they're there for the people, so they, you know, try to adhere to everyone's needs.
All right. So that includes, I guess, you know, access to it. How easy or otherwise is the process?
So the Ombudsman's, it is reasonably easy to use. We'll compare this to going to the court. Firstly, the Ombudsman will address your complaint reasonably quickly, far quicker than the courts would. It costs nothing to complain to the Ombudsman, but in contrast, going to the court, which would mean going to the High Court to apply for a judicial review, this would be very expensive because you'd have to hire a lawyer and also, you know, pay for court fees and stuff. The Ombudsman has a broad scope, so it can investigate many different problems and complaints, including how a decision was made and also whether the decision was appropriate. But with judicial review in a court, they'd only be able to look at how the decision was made and not the outcome itself. And while the court decision would be binding, which means that it has to be followed, the Ombudsman is still very effective because they can only make recommendations, but these are very persuasive and people usually, you know, always listen to them. So, yeah, overall, the Ombudsman is free, easy to access, and would usually have matters resolved a lot quicker than the months and the years that it can sometimes take the court.
Okay, Jeremy, you mentioned that it can look at complaints about government agencies or public bodies. Are there any other types of things that the Ombudsman could help with?
Yeah, there are. So, as I said, there's a pretty broad scope of the things that the Ombudsman can look at. A pretty big one is requests for official information. So the Official Information Act, which is the relevant legislation, it allows people to ask for official information that ministers and also central and local government agencies can hold. And also this can include information from schools, universities, and even district health boards. So the sorts of information that you could expect would be like documents, reports, emails, reasons for any decisions made about you, or even a report containing all academic results from a paper that you take at university. This happened to me with someone in my year, but I think all the names in that case would be anonymized. And aside from official information, they can look at children in care. So this would be like if Oranga Tamariki has custody over a child, and, you know, you're not happy with something that they've done while looking after that child, you can get the Ombudsman to look at that. They can look at serious wrongdoings at work, and also the rights of disabled people and whether or not they're receiving fair treatment. So, yeah, pretty broad scope. And also this list of things that the Ombudsman covers is available on their website.
All right. So I guess a good question would be, what can't the Ombudsman investigate?
Yeah, so the Ombudsman can't investigate complaints about certain people. So this would be like private individuals or organisations, lawyers, MPs and ministers, police conduct. But don't worry about police conduct because you can still complain. That just comes under another authority called the Independent Police Conduct Authority. It also can't investigate decisions made by courts and tribunals. This is because courts are unique because they have the power to decide cases and develop law through common law, which, you know, makes them independent from the Ombudsman. So you'd have to appeal to a higher court if a court case decision concerned you, basically.
Yeah, and I mean, and you mentioned lawyers, for example. There are processes through law societies that you can follow a complaints procedure there, so there are other mechanisms for doing all of that. Right, so how do we go about making a complaint to the Ombudsman, Jeremy?
So under the Act, you can make a complaint verbally or in writing, but if you do make a verbal complaint, it's best to try and make it, to put it into writing as soon as practicable. But essentially, there are contact details that are on the Ombudsman website and also the Community Law website to have a look there. But a simple Google search of like Ombudsman contact details will just, well, it'll give you the telephone number, the email, and the postal address. And again, you know, this is all free to you. So yeah, definitely worth doing.
It's, given that it's all so broad, you can imagine that the Office of the Ombudsman would be pretty busy. Will the Ombudsman ever refuse to investigate a complaint?
Yeah. So there are some reasons why they wouldn't investigate your complaint. First of all, if they think that you've already got an adequate remedy or a right of appeal, in which case it would have been reasonable for you to have used this instead of going straight to the Ombudsman. Another one is that if you knew about the decision that you're complaining about for more than a year. So you have to act within a year of the decision made, so you can't leave it too late, basically. If they think that the complaint is trivial, frivolous, or vexatious, so essentially just that it's not made in good faith that you've appealed, you know, you've, well, the decision might be something very minor and you might just be complaining to be annoying, basically, for lack of a better word. If they don't think that you're being affected by the issue, they might not look. So, yeah, got to be affected by it. Or if the agency you're complaining about has a complaint process to use. So this links back to whether you've already got an adequate remedy or right of appeal. Sometimes the Ombudsman might just refer you to do this instead.
So will the Ombudsman expect you to have tried resolving the issue with the agency in another way beforehand?
No, not always, but it's generally good to try and complain to that specific agency before you go to the Ombudsman, because the process for doing so is simple. But that being said, it's not required, so don't stress if you can't like find a way to do this online or anything. Yeah,
really interesting to get an overview of the Office of the Ombudsman and the very broad palette of matters and complaints that they can get involved in. Really helpful to have that overview from you this morning, Jeremy. And, of course, thank you so much to you and the team from Community Law Otago who bring us the Speak Legal segment every week. We look forward to catching up again next week.
Community Law Otago, free legal advice and support for the people of Otago. Advice clinic times are available from the website communitylawotago.com. We're based at 169 Princes Street. To make an appointment, call 03 474 1922. Community Law Otago, proud to bring you Speak Legal. Check out the podcast at oar.org.nz.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.